Welcome. This recording provides preparation and guidance for the body scan meditation. Taking a moment to slow down and being grateful for giving ourselves this gift of time, of space, and of peace. Creating a space to move away from the busyness. Setting our intention as we prepare. It's helpful to wear loose and comfortable clothing and to select a time and location that is quiet, secure, and free from interruptions. The body scan is often practiced lying down, face up on a mat or bed, with the arms at the sides and the legs flat with the feet falling outward. The exact position is unimportant. Sitting in a chair or even standing are alternative positions that are also available. Finding a comfortable position where you can remain awake and alert will reduce sleepiness, and making adjustments as we go can reduce distractions and difficulties. If lying down, you may wish to support your neck or lower back with a pillow, bolster, or rolled-up towel. If you feel discomfort in the back, the lower legs can rest on a seat of a chair parallel to the floor, taking the pressure off of the lower back. If sitting in a chair, it's best to have the legs straight with both feet flat on the floor and the arms resting comfortably in the lap. Sitting up straight but not stiff, with the back away from the chair, will provide for a relaxed and attentive time. Many prefer to minimize distractions by closing the eyes, and others wish to leave them open, which may help reduce sleepiness. Transitioning from a time of doing to a time of being. Not having goals or looking to get anywhere, but being aware and exploring the sensations in the body. There's no right or wrong way to practice, and the experience itself is unimportant. Bringing a kind attention to whatever is present in the moment. This is a practice of experiencing and noticing. Experiencing by bringing our awareness to the body, feeling into each part of the body with all of its sensations and with a sense of curiosity. Noticing by visualizing in our mind each location as we experience feelings and sensations in the moment. And noticing any thoughts, feelings, or emotions that might come up, as they are part of this practice as well. We may feel energetic or lethargic, with sensations of lightness, heaviness, ease, discomfort, or warmth, coolness, or perhaps tingling or aches. The experience of these sensations may be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral as we explore what we encounter. In some places, we may feel nothing at all. This is common. And just noticing any thoughts or emotions about this experience of not feeling is also a practice. Acknowledging what might not be there. Some of the parts that we were born with may have been changed in some way. They may no longer be there, or something might have been added to support our systems. Just becoming aware and honoring the experience as it is. Bringing a kind attention to the body. Now checking in with where we are right now, physically, mentally, and emotionally, in this moment. Allowing time to settle in stillness. Fully aware that within this stillness, there is still movement in the body as we breathe. Now becoming aware of the breath and shifting our attention to the belly, feeling the rising and the falling of the belly with each breath, moving from unconscious to conscious breathing. Breathing normally and naturally, and not needing to control the breath in any way at all. Noticing the expanding and filling with each inhalation, and the relaxing and emptying with each exhalation. Aware of the quality of the breath, fast or slow, deep or shallow. And when the mind wanders and the attention drifts away from the breath, noticing this and gently and non-judgmentally bringing our attention back to the breath. This realizing the drift, returning to the breath, and regaining our attention is also an essential part of the practice. Now, with the breath in the background, expanding the attention to include the entire body. Encompassing the full form of the body as one system. Accepting everything experienced and encountering sensations as we go. Aware of the points of contact with the supporting surface. And noticing any points of pressure as we scan from the feet to the legs to the back to the back of the head moving up the body. Shifting now over the top of the head and scanning down the front of the body. On the surface, internally, and including the sides moving down the front of the body in silence to explore and experience. And allowing our full attention to rest on the left foot. Bringing our attention to the point of contact where the heel touches the floor and feeling into the left heel. Moving up to the arch. Up the sole to the ball of the foot. To each of the toes, beginning with the big toe. Moving up from the toes to the top of the foot. Around and down the back of the foot, where the Achilles tendon meets the heel. Moving up to include the ankle. And feeling into the left foot and ankle with awareness. Now shifting up from the ankle into the lower left leg. Moving up the back of the leg from the Achilles tendon to the calf muscle. Into the back of the knee. Coming around to the front and over to the shin. Moving up to the knee joint and knee cap. And sensing into the lower left leg and knee as it is. From the left knee, moving up into the upper left leg. Feeling into the thigh in front. To the hamstring muscles in back. To the inside and outside of the leg. Moving up into the hips and acknowledging the experience. Opening to sensations in the upper left leg and hip. Now shifting from a narrow focus of each part to a wider view of the entire leg, from the tips of the toes to the hip, attending to the experience and being present. Now moving downward from the hip to the thigh to the knee, the calf, the ankle, and the foot. And shifting awareness from the left foot to the right foot. Finding the point of contact with the floor at the heel. Moving up to the arch. Up the sole to the ball of the foot. To each of the toes and the spaces between the toes. to the top of the foot. Down around to where the Achilles tendon meets the heel. And moving up into the ankle. Aware of the right foot and ankle. And inviting attention to sensation. Shifting up from the ankle into the lower right leg. Up the back of the leg from the Achilles tendon into the calf. To the back of the knee. Coming around front and down to the shin. Moving up to the knee joint and kneecap. Being aware of the lower right leg and knee. Just as it is. From the right knee, shifting up into the upper right leg. Feeling into the thigh in front. The muscles of the leg in back. Being aware of the sides. And moving up into the hip. Sensing into the upper right leg and hip and letting it be. And if the mind drifts or we get distracted, gently returning to the guidance, moving to the next area. Now bringing the awareness to the entire right leg, from the tips of the toes to the hip. Acknowledging the experience and accepting whatever is present. From the right hip, moving over to the left hip and encompassing the area in between. Feeling into the pelvis and allowing the full range of experience in this area. This may be an area we seldom attend to. This is an area where the wastes of our body are removed, the system of elimination being critical to our life and health. This is also the home of our reproductive system and a place where we can experience pleasure. Bringing awareness to specific locations in the pelvis. Beginning at the buttocks. To the anal region. Down and around front to the genitals. To the lower abdominal muscles. Aware of all that is held internally within the pelvic bowl. Feeling feeling into the pelvis with awareness and letting be. Simply acknowledging and accepting whatever is present. Now shifting our attention from the pelvis up into the belly, this lower core area. Being aware of the stomach and of our digestive system. Of our intestines and our system of assimilation. This is also where much of our immune system resides. If tension or tightness is experienced, allowing the breath to expand into this area on an inhalation and releasing the air and any tension that might go with it on an exhalation. Aware of what is being experienced physically, mentally, or emotionally, accepting it as it is. Now from the belly, moving through the body and sensing into the area of the lower back. Beginning at the tailbone and moving up the spine. Into the lower back. The lower back can be an area where we experience discomfort, allowing the breath to invite softening around any tension or discomfort, filling on an inhalation and releasing the air and discomfort on an exhalation, acknowledging whatever remains. Rising up from the lower back into the middle back. Into the upper back. Aware of any sensations experienced in this moment. Now allowing the attention to be widened, to feel the sensations throughout the entire back, from the tip of the tailbone to the area just below the shoulders, being present and fully aware. Moving from the upper back, through the body, and into the chest, into this upper core area. Becoming aware of the breasts and the pectoral muscles beneath. Moving beneath the surface, to the rib cage. This system of protection that covers our vital organs. Feeling into the lungs. Attuned to the rhythmic filling and emptying with each breath. Feeling into the heart that pumps blood throughout the entire body. And opening to the beating of the heart. Tuning into this rhythm, if possible. Noticing any thoughts or emotions that might arise. Giving space to a wider view, sensing into the entire torso, from the tip of the pelvic bone to the top of the chest, and from the tailbone to the upper back, just below the shoulders. Letting go and attending to the core of our being. Now allowing the awareness to move to the left side of the chest and feeling into the left shoulder. From the shoulder to the upper arm. Aware of the upper arm and its connection to the elbow. From the elbow to the left forearm and wrist. Moving from the wrist to the palm of the hand. Next to the back of the hand. Into the thumb and to each of the fingers. Bringing attention to the left arm, from the shoulder to the tips of the fingers. Now shifting our awareness from the left hand to the right hand. Attending to the thumb and each of the fingers of the right hand in awareness. Moving from the fingers to the palm of the hand. To the back of the hand and its connection to the wrist. And feeling into the right hand and wrist. Moving from the wrist up to the forearm and the elbow. From the elbow to the upper right arm and its connection to the body at the shoulder and the armpit. And sensing into the upper left arm and shoulder with awareness. And drawing our attention to the entire right arm, from the tips of the fingers to the connection of the arm to the torso at the shoulder. And if the mind wanders or is distracted in any way, realizing and returning to the breath if there's silence, and opening to sensations in the next part or area of the body. Now extending the awareness from the right shoulder to the left shoulder and its connection above into the neck and throat. Feeling into the shoulders, neck, and throat, and letting be. The shoulders and neck can be places where tension and tightness may be present, and just allowing the area to soften, acknowledging and accepting whatever remains. Aware of the experience. Moving up from the neck and throat to the chin, and moving outward, becoming aware of the jaw. This is an area that gets a lot of use for communications and for eating. And moving to and feeling into the mouth, inviting attention to the lips, the tongue, the gums, and the teeth. Shifting up into the cheeks. Up to the nose, moving deep into the face, to the sinus passages, to the eyes and the muscles around the eyes. Into the temples, and up into the forehead, noticing the sensations and feeling into this whole facial area. Shifting the awareness to the top of the head. Down to the back of the head. Around to the sides of the head. And sensing into the ears where you're hearing these words. Now moving within the head and feeling into the brain, where the thoughts originate. Expanding our awareness to include the face and head. Acknowledging the connection between the mind and body. Being present as we continue to broaden our awareness. Noticing the connection between the head and the neck. Moving downward to include the shoulders. To the upper arms to the elbows. To the forearms. To the wrists. To the hands. And the fingers. To the chest. To the belly. To the full length of the back. Down to the pelvis. Out to each of the hips. To the upper legs. The knees. The lower legs. The ankles. The feet, and to the toes, and expanding the attention wider to include the entire body, from the top of the head to the tips of the fingers and toes. Like the circulatory system that moves blood throughout the entire body, bringing our awareness to the whole body. Experiencing the body right now and accepting things as they are. Encompassing everything internally and on the surface. Feeling into the entire body and the breath, noticing and experiencing. Fully aware moment by moment. Knowing that this is how it feels to be alive. Accepting both the ease and the difficulties of being present and fully embodied. The breath, anchoring awareness with a buoyant lifting on each inhalation and a gentle settling with each exhalation. Awake in this moment. Being fully present. Letting be just as it is. In a moment, the sound of the bell will signal the transition away from this body scan practice. And as this body scan concludes, allowing this wisdom of Martha Elliott to remain, your history is here inside your body. Your body is your storehouse of learnings, feelings, thoughts, and experiences, only waiting to be invited to reveal your treasures to yourself. Help yourself as you let the learning emerge and take shape. You can appreciate the wisdom of your body. Each cell alive with spirit, emotion, and intelligence, ready to help you at any moment. Always with you and for you. May we extend generosity and compassion to all we meet, to everyone we know, and especially to ourselves.